I'm Deborah Rodriguez, a close call deep under the earth in Los Angeles.
Tonight, we were lucky.
The city's interim fire chief, Ronnie Villanueva, after 31 construction workers were stuck when an industrial tunnel partially collapsed. The crew was 6 miles from the only entrance. Some had to climb a huge mound of loose soil to reach the others. Aerial footage shows them inside a metal cage as a crane lifts them to the surface. Mayor Karen Bass.
No one injured. Everyone safe. And I am feeling very, very good that this is a great outcome in what started as a very scary evening.
The death toll's up to at least 120 in last Friday's devastating flooding in central Texas. More than 170 people are still unaccounted for. CBS's Jared Hill.
In Travis County, J.J. Jarman is still looking for his 16-year-old daughter.
I've managed the past few days since this has happened by the support of my friends.
Elsewhere, Mike Tober's Mission Mules, carrying supplies for first responders, are uniquely equipped to help navigate the terrain.
We are here from North Carolina to help them as long and as hard as we can.
Russian strikes have targeted Ukraine's capital for the second night in a row. Officials say fires broke out across the capital. Two people were killed days after President Trump announced U.S. weapons shipments to Ukraine would resume. The BBC's Paul Adams is in Kyiv.
Men in the back of pickup trucks with machine guns, two highly advanced interceptor missiles supplied by America. And the city of Ukraine needs all of that in order to mount a comprehensive defense against this wide array of weapons that Russia is using, from the drones to the ballistic and cruise missiles.
A partial victory for an Olympic running champ from South Africa battling gender rules. CBS's Vicky Barker at the foreign desk.
The European Court of Human Rights has just ruled that Caster Semenya did not get a completely fair hearing when Switzerland's Supreme Court affirmed the World Athletics policy on athletes who, like Semenya, are classified as having differences in sexual development. So that case will be reheard, but the World Athletics ban that ended Semenya's career remains in place.
It seems loneliness affects not just your mental health, but your physical health, too. Here's CBS's Michael George.
A study by Howard University looked at data on nearly 50,000 people in the U.S. and found people who reported always feeling lonely had 5 more days of poor physical health per month than people who said they were never lonely. Lonely people also had a 40% higher rate of depression.
Dow futures are down 80, NASDAQ futures off 9. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The two suspects recently arrested in the 2003 Kenosha County homicide of David Vanderzee are now out of jail. Both have posted $500,000 bonds. John Viscasil posted bond yesterday, joining Roxana Collins, who was released in May. Both are charged with first-degree intentional homicide. Authorities say the case was reopened this year after investigators uncovered new information more than 2 decades after the crime. The Racine County Board voted 17-2 this week to condemn the racism Milwaukee high school athletes experienced at a Waterford track meet in May. The Rufus King team left the event early after facing repeated racist comments and actions from others. Waterford school officials have apologized and have pledged to foster a safer, more respectful environment. The school says they plan to retrain officials and hold student-led forums. You can read more about the issue today online at racinecountyi.com. Salmon-O-Rama kicks off tomorrow. It's one of the world's largest fishing tournaments, and it runs through next Sunday at Festival Park. Anglers from across the country will compete for a $50,000 grand prize and other awards in boat, shore, and kayak divisions. The family-friendly festival is coming back and will feature live music, fireworks, food, and kids' activities throughout next week. Entry to the grounds is free, and a full schedule is available on the Salmon-O-Rama website. It's an ominous time for the children of Racine. Racine Unified has started sharing school supply lists for the upcoming school year. The lists on the RUSD website show what students will need and will highlight supplies that the district will provide. After today, there are 54 days until the first day of school. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The crew celebrates a sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a day off before hosting the Nationals tomorrow night. Their crew celebrating a sweep of the Dodgers with a 3-2 victory yesterday in extra innings. Jose Quintana had a no-hitter going until late in the fifth, facing a Dodgers lineup like Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman.
They are really good. You know, I just try to control the count, you know, and they do really well, you know, especially when two strikes, they don't chase too much. So they really discipline in the home play, especially the three guys.
The Dodgers have now lost six in a row. Manager Dave Roberts.
Today was frustrating to lose. I thought the way we competed, couldn't put a crooked number up. You know, we had them where we wanted them, and we just couldn't finish it.
Then last night after the game, Pat Murphy announced.
Okay, we got good news. Trevor McGill has been named to the All-Star team. Fitting.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered shower or thunderstorm possible. We'll drop down to 65 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow and tomorrow night with a high tomorrow near 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
You know, and it's important for Italian guys to go to college, right? My Italian friends. Because everybody thinks Italian guys were dumb, right? Because we sound like Rocky when we talk. But we're not dumb. We're just a little slower. That's why we always repeat the question. We're just buying time, yeah? It's like, Corielli, what did you do today? What did I do today? What did I do today? Right? You gotta go to college, all right? You ever go home and go visit your buddies that never went away to college, right? They're always like, dude, college is just a scam. You learn more in the real world than you ever do in college. I'm like, yeah, great. Let me get $20 regular unleaded, pump three. Oh, man. You got to go to college. You got to get a good job, right? Women want guys with money, right? I actually like my bank teller, but I'm afraid to ask her out because I think she'll just punch up my account and go, I don't think so.
We're going to talk about the theater.
Yeah,
why do they call it legitimate theater? Like, is there illegitimate theater?
I don't think so.
They always say, it's legitimate theater. Like, there's some illegitimate one floating around. You don't want to go to those
shows. Who
knows?
Maybe that's from, like, vaudeville days or something
You don't want to go to those illegitimate ones and get caught. Jocelyn Fish is here from the Racine Theater Guild.
Hello.
I had it written down. I didn't write it down. I have it written down. It's let me get it now. You're in charge of the whole shooting works.
Sure, we'll go with that. That's my new title.
The title again.
Director of Marketing and Development.
Yeah, we have it on our Facebook page. I gave it to the guy and I forgot what it was. And we're here, the new season. This is the 88th season.
Yes.
88.
Started July 1st.
Do you have anybody working there, volunteers who are 88 years old?
I believe so, actually.
They
haven't been involved since they were born, of course. But we do have a few volunteers who have been involved for over 50 years.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
All right, so there you go. All right, 88th season kicks off on July 18th. I always get the third week of the show. That way everybody knows their lines and, you know, there's no flubs and stuff like that. But there's no flubs anyway. And even if there was, you wouldn't know it.
Everyone works to make the show work.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know it anyway. I'm not going to know if they give a wrong line or not.
Right, yeah, you don't know the show, yeah.
The Drowsy Chaperone
yes.
kicks off the brand new 88th season. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, next week. So we open on July 18th. Drowsy Chaperone is a really fun tribute to musical theater because we meet a man who's in his apartment. He's a little lonely. He's a little sad. And he says one of the favorite things he does when he's feeling blue is put on his favorite musical record. And so he starts this record at the top of the show. and the show comes alive in his apartment on stage. So he's listening to a fictional 1928 musical called The Drowsy Chaperone. And it is zany. It is wacky. It pays tribute to every musical theater trope you can think of, from funny gangsters to the ingenue star to the producer to, I mean, anything you can imagine pretty much is jam-packed into this musical. So it's tap dancing, singing, roller skating, lots of props and costumes, and sounds it's all like, come together.
Remember Noises Off?
Yes, it's a little farcical like Noises Off. It's a show within a show kind of idea, yes, very much so.
Are you impressed that I knew that?
Yes, I am.
I saw the movie and I saw your production of it.
Yes, the Michael Caine movie.
Yeah, yes. They were both very good. So the Drowsy Chaperone runs mm-hmm. through July, from July 18th through the 27th.
Yes.
And tickets still available.
Tickets still available, yep. We're very heavy into rehearsal. I actually sat in on all rehearsal last night, and it's one of the really great things when you're sitting there, and I've seen 3 or 4 weeks of rehearsal now at different points, is the growth that the show has. These volunteers are putting in so much time to learn their lines, to practice their dance moves. They're coming in earlier. They're staying late. They're getting their costumes
together. Oh, they
gotta
dance in this thing, too.
They gotta dance.
Oh, no.
Because it's a musical, of course. So you gotta have a good tap number, good little twirl here and there.
Rod Steiger starred in the musical Oklahoma, the mm-hmm. movie musical, mm-hmm. but he didn't sing or dance. he didn't know how to dance. He didn't know how to sing. Yeah. He was just a bad guy.
Yeah. And so this one is directed by Rob Cruz, who is also the theater and music teacher out at Union Grove High School.
Yeah, we saw the show they put mm-hmm. on there. Yeah.
And so he's got Joseph, quite a few students also helping out, which is always nice to have a lot of enthusiastic people, as always, behind the scenes, too.
Now, the director, does he come to the first performance?
Yeah.
But he doesn't come to all of them.
It depends on their schedule. I know that Rob will probably be around quite a bit because he's very involved at the Theater Guild, but yeah.
So depends. Where do they sit?
Sometimes in the audience, sometimes in the booth. Each director is a little different.
I could, one time, if I was a director, yeah. then you start looking at all the little tiny
the
things
you know that the audience doesn't know, yeah.
And you can hear screaming from the booth, yelling, and things like that.
No, no, no.
All right, The Drowsy Chaperone sounds mm-hmm. like a fun musical to kick off the 88th
Super
season.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now here's one that's a classic, The mm-hmm. Importance of Being Earnest.
Yes, The Importance of Being Earnest. So we actually had auditions for this week. We had over, I think we're around 45 people came out to audition for the 8 roles. This was written by Oscar Wilde in 1895, and it is still as funny today as when it was written. It's kind of a comedy about poking fun at society, and at the time it was Victorian society and all these high standards that Victorians had of manners and politeness and truth. And so we meet Jack, who is pretending to be Ernest. We meet Algernon, who's pretending to have a friend Bunbury, and they kind of switch roles and switch places, but not a lot of mistaken identities. They both are trying to find love, and they have both told these young women that they are in love with, that their name is Ernest. So how is that all going to come to fruition? There's lots of discussion about, again, manners and truthfulness that are the complete opposite to what is expected at the time. So it's personally one of my favorite plays, so I could talk about it forever. But
there's a name you don't hear anymore. Nobody's naming their kid Algernon anymore.
Algernon, no, no.
Now, there was a very famous Algernon. He was a mouse.
Yes. Yes, he was. Mm-hmm.
It was Flowers for Algernon, mm-hmm. and the movie was named Charlie, and won an Academy Award for Cliff Robertson, who starred as, and his little mouse was Algernon.
Yeah.
That's about the only two Algernons I know in life.
Yeah, so that will open up in September 5th, actually. So.
Oh, we're talking about the fall.
I know.
September 5th through the 21st, mm-hmm. The Importance of Being Earnest. That sounds like a fun show. Mm-hmm. Dracula,
a comedy of terrors. Yeah, so, of course, this is taking the classic Dracula story that many of us know at least parts of, if you don't know the full thing, and it's putting a very zany twist on it. It's a big time tribute to like the Carol Burnett show, Monty Python and 39 Steps. So there is wacky humor. There is, they're running all around Transylvania trying to track down this killer after Lucy's sister falls victim to a disease of the blood, but he's actually, of course, sucking her blood.
I want to suck your blood. Yeah.
And so this actually started as a podcast during COVID and was adapted to the stage. So it's a newer play, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It, of course, lands right around Halloween for us, too.
And the big Christmas musical is one I saw on... Actually, on 42nd Street, they renovated this old porn theater called the Victory Theater on 42nd Street. And next to it was a regular movie theater. And they knocked down the wall and made this giant theater. It was called I forget the name of the theater. But their premiere musical was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Ah, there you go.
And so I went to go see it. And it was great sitting in this old 120-year-old theater on 42nd Street that had a dubious... past, but they cleaned it up for Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. That's the big Christmas musical, December 12th through the 21st. Like the movie.
Very similar to the movie. We do have a car. Unfortunately, we don't have space to fly a car.
Thank goodness.
It goes over the audience, I know, in the Broadway show.
I know, and we're watching this thing, and they lit it in such a way where you couldn't see what was holding the car up. Mm-hmm. It was a giant arm holding it up, but you couldn't see it. And this car, people are looking up, saying, oh, no.
Yeah, gonna fall. Yeah,
with people in it.
This, of course, is based off of the great movie with Dick Van Dyke. It's got Toot Sweets in it. It's got Hushabye Mountain, and of course,
I love that song, Hushabye Mountain.
It of course has Chitty Chitty Bang Bang as well. So he fixes up this rusty race car for his children, and it turns out to be this magical flying object, and they have to people. The Bombers are very jealous and want to keep it for themselves, so they decide to kidnap his father, and so they have to go on a rescue mission to rescue Grandpa Potts in Chitty.
But you do have a car, though.
We do have a car.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yep. Can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Do you remember who the bad guy was in the movie?
The child catcher?
No, the bad guy was Gert Froba.
Oh, Gert what a Froba, fun name.
But he's the most famous James Bond villain. He was Goldfinger.
Goldfinger was in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Okay.
Doing comedy. And when you see him, it's like,
sure,
that's Auric Goldfinger from the movie. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, the big Christmas musical. Mm-hmm. This is one of those things where performances might be sold out, so
I would say Chitty especially, getting your tickets earlier, because it's a great family show. You know, people love to find something for all the kids and grandparents and parents to enjoy. It's multi-generational. The other great thing, of course, about Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is that will be one of our outreach shows for local schools. So if there are any teachers' aides, PTA families, etc., listening that might want to bring their schools, they can reach out to the Theater Guild and we can get them details on that.
This is one of those way off trivia questions that means nothing to anybody, but I saw one of the last movies ever playing to the Lowe State Theater on Broadway. It was Dr. Dolittle. Then they had a short movie come in for a week. And then they opened up. They twinned the theater. They refurbished it. And the big Broadway premiere of the movie, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Mm-hmm. Oliver was in the other one, Chitty Chitty Bang. But that was the big, they had all the stars there. Mm-hmm. And when they twinned the theater, it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
All right, Ripcord. Now, when the snow's blowing in January and it's like 20 below zero, think about this. Ripcord's going to be playing at the Racine Theater Guild.
Yes, which is a great comedy to bring people in out of the cold. We all need a little escape, I think, at that time of year, and a little laughter because we don't see a lot of sun. So it's about two women who are forced to share a room at an assisted living facility, and one woman wants that room, and she's kicked every other roommate out. And so her goal is to kick her new roommate out. And they set up a bet, and it turns into over the top one upping of each other to try and win this bet, who will get to stay in the room and who will go.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And it's there is actually quite a bit of heart in it, too. There's a lot of discussion about family and a little bit of loneliness because they're both widows. But, it also is just, it's a good time as well in the middle of January, of course.
Next one is based on, I think it's based on the movie, Girl on the Train.
Based on the movie and based on the book. So Girl on the Train came out and it was a smash hit book. It became a movie with Emily Blunt in it. And so this is the stage version based off of both of those. It's very theatrical because Rachel is obsessed with this couple that she sees through the window of the train every morning. And she feels like their life is absolutely perfect. And then one day, the woman in the couple goes missing. And somehow or another, she gets herself entangled into both being a suspect and a witness to their lives. And it is an overlap of her memory, an overlap of her fantasy, and an overlap of reality all at the same time on stage. So it will be, again, lots of special lights and sound effects and things like that to bring that whole theatrical experience.
There was an Alfred Hitchcock movie called The Lady Vanishes.
Oh.
You ever hear about it?
I didn't.
It's very similar. Woman's on a train, and she sees a murder take place as the train's slowing down through a state. She sees it through an apartment building, and nobody's going to believe her because they go over there, and everything seems perfect. Everything's fine, but the guy knows.
Yeah.
She saw him. It's called The Lady Vanishes.
Interesting. Yeah.
So I always wondered if that was close to this.
Yeah, that was an inspiration for it or something. That could be interesting.
Now, you pulled a little memory twig in my head here when you said Hushaby Mountain.
Oh, yeah. Got to pull up the song.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang, yeah.
Jeremy and I have been thinking. It's our treasure chest. These things are enormously valuable. Look, an ivory tusk. That must be worth a fortune. And diamonds. And a golden crown. It's probably King Alfred's. Of course, it needs cleaning up a little. Take them, Daddy. You can sell them. And never mind about the car. You can spend it all on your inventions.
Well, thank you, children. All these wonderful things. They're very precious. I'm afraid other people wouldn't appreciate them.
Why not, Daddy?
Because other people don't see things the way you do. Come on now, let's go to bed. And don't you worry. Things are going to come right somehow.
Gentle breeze from Hushaby Mountain softly blows o'er Lullaby Bay. It fills the sails of boats that are waiting, waiting to sail your worries away. It isn't far to Hushaby Mountain, and your boat waits down by the quay. The winds of night so softly are sighing, soon they will fly your troubles to sea. So close your eyes on Hushaby Mountain. Wave goodbye to cares of the day. And watch your boat from Hushaby Mountain sail far away from Lullaby.
Love that song, Hushaby Mountain from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And someone's going to be singing it at the Racine Theater Guild.
Yes,
did you cast it yet?
No, auditions for that will be coming up first weekend of September. So those will be open to ages 10 and older, actually, of course, because there's quite a few children in the production.
Oh, you know, I always wondered how Broadway musicals handle that because they have to do performances I think it's every night except
Monday. Usually.
Monday. Mm-hmm. And I think Sunday nights they don't do it as well.
They usually have multiple kids in most of their casts because of child labor laws, of course, in school and all of that.
But you're dealing with kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you can't yell at them. You can't threaten them.
It really is. We have a lot of people who started as kids at the Theater Guild and they've grown up and they talk about how they didn't realize how much they were learning about how to be an adult and how to like mature and things like that and rules and expectations as they were going through their shows. And now they've grown into great human beings.
You know, Jackie Coogan, who was a child actor back in the 30s and 20s in movies, and he wrote a book. And he also, Jackie Coogan was Uncle Fester on the Addams Family. He wrote a book. And the way they got him to act was they said, if you don't do this, we're going to kill your dog. And that was the name of his book. We'll shoot your dog. The name of his biography. But that's how, could you imagine doing that today?
No.
They said, if you don't memorize this, we'll shoot your dog.
I'm an adult.
Yeah, horrible. All right, back to
the fun stuff.
We got The Hobbit coming in April, just in time for spring.
Yes, The Hobbit, of course, is based on the J.R.R. Tolkien story that's kind of a prequel to Lord of the Rings. We meet Bilbo Baggins, who just wants to stay at home and be cozy and enjoy his food. And all of a sudden, he gets asked to go on this journey with these dwarfs who are looking for a ring. And so he's miserable. The weather's awful. The terrain is terrible. There's no good food. and he doesn't really know what he has to offer. He doesn't quite know why Gandalf has asked him to do this. And he learns a lot about, you know, he actually does have a lot to offer to this journey and to helping others. And so it's a great, great kind of experience for him. And of course, people love that series, love that story, and have so many connections to it. It's one of the most popular books of all time. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun with that in April.
And then you got the big season finale musical.
Yes.
Has its season, everything has its time. Show me a reason and I'll soon show you a rhyme. Cats fit on the windowsill, children fit in the snow. So why do I feel I don't fit in anywhere I go?
Pippin, the big closer for the 88th season. You always pick a great musical to end the season. And Pippin is a Broadway classic. The original starred Ben Vereen.
Yes, Ben Vereen was the lead player, yes.
And Irene Ryan, who was Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies, was on Broadway.
Was the old woman in it,
And she even refers to herself as Granny in one of the songs, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about Pippin.
So Pippin will be opening up in May. It is, of course, written by Stephen Schwartz, who everyone is kind of have on their radar right now because of Wicked. So this is one of his first musical ventures. It's about a young prince who feels like he has the weight of the world on his shoulders and all these expectations about what his life should be. And, you know, he goes off to war. He tries to find love. He, you know, has a father that he's trying to please. And it's kind of his journey to find out what he truly wants and what truly matters in life too. With some beautiful songs like you just played, Corner of the Sky. Oh my gosh, I can't even think of any of those right now.
All
the songs are great that I can't remember off the top of my head. So we are introduced to this story. It's another one of those almost a play within a play, but we're introduced to it by the players, including the lead player who was Ben Vereen's, because they roll into town and they are putting on this story of Pippin for all of us to see and learn from.
Well, I can't wait, but I got to wait. May 15th. That's going
to
take us into the Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. Wow. But it all kicks off with a Drowsy Chaperone.
Yes.
July 18th through the 27th.
Next week.
Do you get nervous in the openings?
It's weird. I actually get jitters and I don't even go on stage.
If there's a mistake, I'm going home. See you tomorrow. Do better next time. Okay, Drowsy Chaperone, mm-hmm. The Importance of Being Earnest, Dracula, Comedy of Terrors, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Ripcord, The Girl on the Train, The Hobbit, and Pippin. What a great season.
Yes, yes.
I got my tickets.
You got yours. People can still get season tickets. They can come, and that's the best way to save the most money throughout the whole season. We also have flex passes that help you pick and choose. If you maybe only want to come to one show, but you're bringing a bunch of people, that's also a great cost saving. And then, of course, individual tickets for all of our shows are on sale now. So like you were talking about, if someone's got Chitty Chitty Bang Bang on their radar, if they're thinking about The Hobbit in April, they can already go to our website and get those tickets.
And here's the thing.
Yes. You buy on racinetheater.org only.
Don't buy from any other third parties.
We do not have any affiliation with third party resellers.
Because they'll charge you four times the ticket price or more.
They will charge you out the nose. So luckily I haven't seen many of these on some of those third party websites. So maybe I'm going to say that now. And of course, we're going to appear everywhere. Maybe we've gotten beyond that. But yeah, the only place you should be buying tickets is racinetheater.org or, of course, through our box office, which you can call at 262-633-4218 or stop in Monday through Friday, 12 to 6 p.m.
Very important. Mm-hmm. Very important. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jocelyn Fish, who's Director of Marketing and Development. It's not what I got out of my head now.
Yeah, look at that.
Before I couldn't think of it.
We've only been talking for like 2 years or something.
Director of Marketing Development for the Racine Theater Guild. And we're going to have you back time and time again for these shows. And so now you're casting for which show?
We're in the middle of casting for Ernest. And then we'll have Dracula auditions at the end of August. We'll have Chitty Chitty Bang Bang auditions in September and then throughout the fall. So if people are interested in being involved, either backstage, on stage, what have you, they can go to our website under the Join Us tab. And there's volunteer and audition info.
There. You know who wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
The Sherman Brothers did the music.
No, who wrote the story?
I don't know.
It was Ian Fleming in between all his James Bond.
Sure.
Books. He wrote this one children's book.
Yeah.
Chitty Chitty Bang. Yeah. Then he went back to writing Thunderball and Dr. No and all those great Bond shows. Yeah. Thank you, Jocelyn.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Do appreciate it.
We'll be back soon, I'm sure.
Yes. I'll tell you when you'll be back.
Important to be nervous.
In a couple of weeks. It's 7:31. Here's an important announcement for you.
Recently, WRJN was advised by an attorney for the estate of Paul and Lynn Harvey that the rest of the story broadcast we've been airing were provided by a party that did not have the rights to issue us authority to air the program. We're working with the family's attorney now to return the rest of the story to WRJN, but until we can work those terms out, we're honoring the family's request to discontinue airing the rest of the story at this time. Again, we apologize. We know you look forward to hearing it every day at this time. But for now, we're going to follow the rules and work with the family in order to make sure our licensing and our ability to air Paul Harvey and the rest of the story is within all the legal limits.
It's 7:32. Let's check our local news now. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County leaders voted overwhelmingly to denounce the racism faced by Milwaukee high school athletes at a Waterford track meet. It was a 17-2 vote this week. The May 7th incident involved repeated racist comments and behavior from students and adults, leading the Rufus King team to leave the event early. Both school districts have issued public apologies and have committed to promoting respect and safety for all students. You can go deeper online with that story today at racinecountyeye.com. Now, both of the people charged in a Kenosha County cold case homicide are out of lockup. 70-year-old John Viscasil posted a $500,000 bond yesterday. His alleged accomplice, 70-year-old Roxanna Collins, is also free after posting the same bond amount in May. Both are charged with first-degree intentional homicide and the 2003 death of David Vanderzee. The case was reopened after new evidence emerged more than 20 years later. A plan is out there for that big piece of land just north of the Kenosha Lows. A $70 million apartment development is being considered for that plot. Continental Properties wants to build 336 apartments across 14 buildings. The city's plan commission will review the proposal today. It's among several big projects before the commission, like the renovated Alford building, a new pizza ranch, and a proposal for a hotel next to the Brat Stop. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Market's starting to brace for the World Ag Supply Demand Report that will be released on Friday. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. You know, if you look at the latest crop progress report as far as conditions across the United States, there really isn't anybody complaining. And that's the problem, according to John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend.
Usually you got somebody at least saying there's an issue. Or they say, hey, my neighbor down the road, or hey, the next town over has got issues. I haven't heard anything this year. And the crop ratings continue to show that. And even to look at the other side of this, 5% of this crop is poor to very poor. That's very small. Last year, we were 79% poor to very poor. So this just kind of tells you that we got a pretty good crop of corn coming here, as well as soybeans. Soybeans a little bit lagger, but they usually take a little longer to get kicked in based on the weather here in July. So it's just one of those situations right now. We got a big crop coming.
Yeah, John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Literally no place in the United States really complaining as far as crop conditions are concerned. Heinberg says now we'll wait and see if there's new opportunity in the world marketplace to take some of this grain. That tone in overnight electronic trades keeping our markets mixed. I've got the numbers next.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
All right, gearing up before the World Ag Supply Demand Report tomorrow. Right now, we've got September corn down 2, December new crop down 2 at 413. The August soybeans are down a nickel. Currently, November new crop's unchanged at 1007. The wheat for September's down 2 at 545. December down 2 at 565. The 40-pound block cheese was up a quarter of a cent yesterday, 169.5. AA butter down 5.5 cents, 256 and a quarter. The August class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 6 this morning, 1798. September closed, penny lower at 1855 a hundredweight. I'm Pam Yonke.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered shower or thunderstorm possible. We'll drop down to 65 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow and tomorrow night with a high tomorrow near 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Some things sound like they make sense, and then I think about them too much, and it sort of unravels. When somebody says, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. I'm like, yeah, I know what that means. That makes sense. But then I thought about it too much, and I reversed it. And then it didn't make sense. You know, like the opposite would be, I would touch that with a 10-foot pole. You would touch that with a 10-foot pole? I would definitely touch that with a 10-foot pole. For sure. Okay, because that's not that different than not touching it with the 10-foot pole.
No. It is different. No. I'm saying, I would touch it with the 10-foot pole. I would poke it and, you know, sort of make contact with it, and I'm touching the poles. I happen to have a 10-foot pole with me. Are you like a pole vaulter who's walking around and you're just going to touch stuff? Yeah, sure.
Night.
to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely. Baby, I need your loving, not to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving, not to have all your loving. Some say it's a sign of weakness.
Baby, I need your loving. Local news, time of the hits, WRJN. Sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Highs near 75. Showers and thunderstorms possible tonight. Lows 67. Some sunshine, chance of more showers and thunder bumpers tomorrow with a high near 85. Showers and thunderstorms on Saturday with a high near 85. Just sunny and 82 on Sunday. Right now, it's sunny and 64 degrees right here at Radio Park. Well, someone stole a Ronald McDonald statue from a McDonald's in eastern Pennsylvania. Police called it a McFelony. I didn't make that up. That's actually what the cop said. It's now considered a McFelony. Yeah.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past 10, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. Never really noticed how sweet you are to
you'd like to have dinner with me. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I'm gonna be coming home. Now that's like a new life. Send to my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life.
That's R.B. Greaves. Take a letter, Maria. 744 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Beth Heidorn, executive director of the Racine Zoo, coming in about 20 minutes from now. I'm going to be talking to her about all the new events, big events coming to the Racine Zoo this summer, spring and fall. Yeah, we got, well, actually, summer, fall, and winter, right? Yeah. We're going to talk about that coming up. In food news, could edible packaging be a thing someday? So after you kill a whole bag of Doritos, just eat the bag too? Researchers in China are working on it. I think they're going to market it toward those too lazy to throw out the garbage. That would be it, right? Oh, I don't feel like getting up to go take the garbage out. I think I'll just eat it instead. It's 744. Got the Beatles. This was the flip side to the song We Can Work It Out. Day Tripper. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. With the Beatles, Day Tripper. It's 747 local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Who gets to command the remote control? That's a classic relationship struggle, huh? But Roku polled couples to find out the top TV-related arguments we're having these days. Fighting over what to watch is not number one. Now, the volume, when one person thinks it's too loud or too quiet. I agree. I think that's an argument in our house, yeah. Of course, my wife is sleeping, and she's like, could you lower the volume a little bit, please? Come on, I can't hear it. Deciding what to watch is number two. You want to watch something, but they don't want to watch it. Asking too many questions about the plot. I did that last night. I watched it, my wife or something. I said, was she sick? Is that why? She said, shh, I'll tell you later. So that was me. They keep talking while you're trying to pay attention. I do that all the time. Spending too much time choosing what to watch. They fall asleep while you're watching something together. It's annoying because of the next one. Having to re-watch something your partner missed because they were either sleeping or left the room. My wife did this. She fell asleep during the movie. Then she woke up and had to replay the movie. They're not paying attention because they were on the phone or computer, hogging the remote and losing or misplacing the remote. Yeah. You don't want to do that because then you're going to have to get up off your butt and actually physically change the channel. Who wants to do that? Those are so true. Every one of them. 748 WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Mahoffer's on Main. Downtown Racine's newest hotspot for good vibes and good times. Tomorrow night, it's Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. As Chicago Blues legend Taranzo Cannon lights up the stage. Bring your friends, dig into mouthwatering barbecue, and enjoy yummy beverages all night long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's House. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Saturdays.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Aero Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Aero Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 13th year. Kids ages 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Someone told me long ago there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some
CCR, Credence. Have you ever seen the rain? Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, and more on news this morning. A 24-year-old woman in Boston dined and dashed and pulled a gun when employees tried to stop her. She ran off, but police found her because she left her Social Security card on the table. Two questions. Who carries the Social Security card with them? And number two, why would you take it out of your wallet and leave it on the table, huh? Oh, I love this song. Temptations, My Girl, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. It's 7:54. Temptations, hometown radio refreshed, a civic media station, WRJN. Well, this is really odd but true. Abraham Lincoln considered joining the Donner Party to go to California on the Oregon Trail, but stayed in Illinois instead because he had just had a child and his political career was getting going. Now, the Donner Party famously got stuck in the Sierra Nevada mountains and turned to cannibalism. How would this world have been different if Abe Lincoln went with the Donner Party? Kind of spooky, huh? Odd, but true. Sunshine today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Right now, sunny 64 here at Radio Park with the We Five.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind. Just to ease my pain.
That's exactly 8 o'clock at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It could have turned out much worse in Los Angeles.
We are getting reports of a tunnel collapse.
Emergency crews reporting a sanitation tunnel under construction had partially caved in with 31 workers deep inside. Correspondent Carter Evans is on the scene in Wilmington.
After the collapse of the 18-foot diameter tunnel, uncertainty followed.
Ask the police, please let me through. My husband's in there.
Chelsea Fernandez says she got an alert on her phone and ran to the site.
And I just want to know if he's okay. They said they couldn't give me any information.